The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Peg Lynch wrote more than 10,000 radio and television scripts over the course of her life, having started as a 14-year-old copywriter for KROC in Rochester, Minnesota.
She had to sell stuff, like an Alice Chalmers tractor, and she realized that if she put it in within the parameters of a husband-wife dialogue, it was a little more interesting than saying, every week, buy an Alice Chalmers. You know, she rewrote it into this little 30-second dialogue thing, and I think Ethel and Albert evolved from that.
Ethel and Albert would go on to be Lynch's most well-known work, as her daughter Astrid King points out. It ran locally in Minnesota before appearing on ABC, NBC, and CBS.
When she came to New York, I mean, within a month, she had not only an apartment, found an apartment on Gramercy Park, she had $500 in her pocket, she's got a great apartment in New York, and she had an offer from NBC for a series, and she turned them down because they wanted to own the show. And she said, which is in one of the few smart business decisions my mother has ever made, she said, if I give you that, I don't have anything. It's all I have. And of course, within a day, ABC called and said, ah, we want the show. You can own it.
With show producers not finding a suitable actress for Lynch's character, she was asked to play the role, and the rest is history. The show, and a reprised version called The Couple Next Door, followed a married couple in everyday situations. An Ethel and Albert NBC television show recorded live in 1954 recalls a nerve-wracking visit by an income tax auditor. Just when everything seems to be checking out, the tax man, played by Walter Abel, reminds the couple that he often finds wives keeping secret nest eggs of money from their husbands.
Well, I don't want Mr. Arbuckle to know about this, but I do get some money from the upstairs rent of a house. And I also cook and bake and sell things. And I just wanted to ask you this one little question. Would you call that income?
You cook and bake things and sell them?
Uh-huh.
And you collect rent money?
Yes, but I wasn't sure that would be called income.
That's called income.
King says her mother loved real-life comedy and coincidences. Lynch shared one with me last year. She explained a couple of raccoons ran onto her porch shortly after she moved to Beckett in 1970.
So I called my husband to come and look at it. Oh, what have we got to feed them? Oh, dear, oh, dear. And I started racing for the kitchen, and the phone rang, and I answered, and I said, I'm looking for Peg Lynch. And I said, oh, yeah, this is Peg. She said, this is Mrs. So-and-so. I'm in Pasadena, California, and I'm in charge of the Raccoon Wildlife Association for Southern California. And I couldn't believe it. I said it again. And I said, well, what do I feed them? Don't feed them anything unless you want them forever.
When I called Lynch out of the blue, she was happy to talk radio for 20 minutes, even though I was asking her about being awarded the Boston Post cane as Beckett's oldest resident.
Why don't you come over sometime? I'd like to talk to you about your work.
She told me she wanted to do a show about Ethel and Albert as an older couple.
I can't think of anything funny about being old. And then I got to thinking about winning and getting this gold top cane for the oldest. I got mad about that. I thought, well, that's just dumb. You know, women want to go younger. They don't want to go older.
I finally did get to meet Peg in person this June. At 98, her humor was alive as ever. After a fall that forced her to go to the hospital and undergo hip surgery, King says her mother delivered a one-liner to a nurse asking how she was doing as they headed for the operating room.
And Peg looked up, batted her eyes, beamed, and said, "We're hoping for a girl." That's Peg. You know, she just had him in stitches all the time. And she cared about people. She loved people. For an only child, I have hundreds of brothers and sisters, because she just welcomed everybody into her home. Had she hung around a little bit, Jim, you would have been in there too.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.
Don't go away. Ethel and Albert will be back in a minute.